Let's ask you the question then. Would you be willing, if you're coming from Johannesburg, would you be willing to trade five kilograms of your own flight baggage allowance for 5 liters of water to help out in Cape Town? Joining you on the line is Zamani Mbata, a senior communications manager at Siemens. A very good morning to you, Zamani.
Good morning, Ebs. How are you doing?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. First of all, lovely initiative. Lovely initiative.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the initiative?
Well, as you know, Cape Town is experiencing the worst drought in 100 years. And the route between Cape Town and Johannesburg is traveled by over 44 million people. I mean, it's one of the busiest routes in the world. So of these travelers, not all of them use their maximum baggage allocation. So what we thought we would do is to challenge Johannesburgers who are going to Cape Town, especially during this holiday season, to participate in a social experiment that really intends to create awareness. I mean, we know a lot of people in Cape Town are aware of the water crisis, but maybe not so much in Johannesburg. So we thought we would challenge Johannesburgers who are going to Cape Town to take some water down, you know, as opposed to taking a five kgs of biltong to your friend. Maybe you take 5 liters of water to Cape Town, either for your own use or for distribution to, I will say, to vulnerable communities in the Western Cape. So we've partnered with the Gift of the Givers in this initiative to help us distribute this water to where it's needed the most.
And talking to that, though, how will it work? Is it a question of I'm coming from Johannesburg, and then do I hand the water in at a specific point and then it's delivered to Cape Town, or I travel with the water and drop it off in Cape Town when I arrive?
Well, I mean, we thought we also need to play our role in this. So you come into the airport, you wear your luggage, and if you've got 5 kgs or more that is unused, then you collect a voucher that allows you that when you land in Cape Town, that you then can collect those 5 liters of water. We're partnering with a logistics company to get the water down to the Cape. To take the water down by truck is better on the environmental impact is better rather than taking it by a plane. But even in this, Ebs, we've partnered with Trees for Africa to plant trees to offset the carbon emissions that will be emitted by these trucks by the truck that will take the water down. So it's really a full 360 degree social impact that intends really to create awareness, but also play into or rather leverage the South African spirit of togetherness.
Yeah, well, and to you listening at home, talking about the spirit of togetherness, you are joined on the line by Zamani Mbata, a senior communications manager at Siemens, talking about the Siemens hashtag Siemens Airdrop, where they are asking you, the commuters coming down from Johannesburg, trade in your 5 kilograms of your luggage for 5 liters of water. Why not? Why not? Share with us. In terms of the targets that you have then, Zamani, any specific targets that you're looking at specific times?
Yeah, Ebs, we have set ourselves a target of 5,000 liters of water. That's equivalent to 5 tons of water. It is an ambitious target, but we think at this time something, you know, needs to be done. And as Siemens, as a responsible corporate citizen in South Africa, we thought this would be a good way to contribute to creating this awareness of conserving water.
And just from your side as Siemens, though, I imagine you work with electronics or communication devices. What was the thought process here? What got you up and thinking on this initiative?
Well, Ebs, we're actually out of the, I'll say, mobile telephony space for over 12 years now. That's a business we have left. We now really a large infrastructure company that deals with infrastructure projects in South Africa. So we work a lot with power generation, energy management, and we, in particular in water, Siemens has a lot of experience with developing solutions and technologies for water, for intelligent water management. So with this initiative, it's not only going to end here, but we're also looking at ways that how we can partner with the city to deal with this challenge of the drought.
All right, and talking to that, Zamani, as we say goodbye to you, what are some of the words that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, Ebs, I would say, you know, if you're going to Cape Town, please go to the AXA info counter, collect your voucher, take the water down. And once you get to Cape Town, again, please be aware. Take that 2-minute shower. You know, if you can not flush the toilet, do that. Really try and embody the spirit of togetherness that we know defines South Africans. Have that awareness and let's conserve water. Let's save water. Let's use as little water as we can. And even if you are in Johannesburg and not going to Cape Town, we are going through a drought as a country. So let's all save water. Let's all do our bit to save water.
Thank you so much, Zamani Mbata. Very good morning to you. And to you listening at home, thank you also for being part of the conversation.